It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for July 25th.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is hagiography, also pronounced hagiography or hagiography, spelled H-A-G-I-O-G-R-A-P-H-Y. Hagiography is a noun that means biography of saints or venerated persons. It can also mean, more broadly, idealizing or idolizing biography. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Houston Chronicle, quoting Edgar Wright. Music documentaries can veer into hagiography. That's not this story. It goes up and down with constant left turns and surprises you don't expect. Like biography and autograph, the word hagiography has to do with the written word. The combining form graphi comes from the Greek graphein, meaning to write. Hagio comes from a Greek word that means saintly or holy. This origin is seen in hagiographa, the Greek designation of the ketuvim, the third part of the Jewish scriptures. English's hagiography, though it can refer to biography of actual saints, is these days more often applied to biography that treats ordinary human subjects as if they were saints. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.